Welcome to HSBC Talks Business, the podcast series that brings together business leaders and industry experts to explore the latest global insights, trends, and opportunities. Make sure you're subscribed to stay up to date with new episodes. Thanks for listening, and now on to today's show.
Hi, and welcome to this final podcast in a series of three, exploring how the integration between HSBC Bank's virtual cards and Cooper is leading the latest trends and innovations in the field. My name is David Brown, and I'm a senior product manager in the corporate cards business for HSBC. And I'm joined by Darren Blair from Cooper, their senior director for strategic bank and treasury partnerships. Hi, Darren, and welcome again. So the concept of embedded payments involves integrating payments capabilities directly into other businesses' platforms, such as e-commerce websites or procurement systems. This integration simplifies the payment process for our customers and, of course, enhances the overall user experience. HSBC and Cooper integration is a perfect example of this.
Thank you, Dave. I'm thrilled to be back with you for this final podcast in the series, and pleased that we are concluding by looking at some of the critical development areas that are supporting virtual card growth through innovation, especially as it relates to business spend management, in particular procurement and payment functions. Today's workforce demands a more user-centric approach to procuring and paying for goods while at work. There is a need for a more consumerized experience. This demand was exacerbated during the pandemic as individuals were procuring, from the confines of their own home, goods and services for business and personal needs simultaneously. Doing this at home clearly highlighted the contrast in technologies being deployed, with many businesses still operating siloed, centralized, and outdated processes. It literally brought it home, excuse the pun, during this period that in our personal lives, experience a far more integrated and seamless purchasing and payment experience. Think how we experience today with, you know, purchasing through the likes of Amazon or when we rideshare through Uber. It's a really seamless and simple user experience. Now, in the B2B space, there is a demand for us to mirror this consumerized, simplified experience. However, as we both know, this can only be done if organizations can retain the full control and visibility that they need over their business spending. So how do we achieve this? Well, it's done by embedding payments into the procurement process, like Coupa has ultimately done with HSBC virtual cards, for example. Ultimately, we are leveraging system connectivity through APIs to seamlessly automate the procurement and payment functions, thus enhancing the overall user experience as everything is completed whilst they remain within the one single Coupa platform. In addition, artificial intelligence, AI, or community intelligence, I refer to it within Coupa, along with machine learning technologies, are now being utilized to detect and prevent fraudulent transactions in real time, as well as identify opportunities for further usage, such as identifying suppliers who accept card payments, or even flagging potential risky suppliers so organizations can continue to monitor in real time their supply chain stability. Both these technologies analyze large volumes of data and identify patterns that indicate potential fraud, supplier risk, and identify virtual card utilization opportunities, enhancing the overall security and usability of the Coupa platform.
Absolutely, Darren. And I think that data collection, you know, the data is the really important key. But from a bank's side, obviously, open banking initiatives and the use of application programming interfaces, these APIs, that allow for this seamless integration between the financial institutions and technology providers, such as yourself, and ultimately the businesses, which are both of our customers. This integration means that real-time data sharing, improved payment experience, and development of innovative financial solutions is able to be passed on to our actual customers. The ongoing advancement in virtual cards and digital solutions are driven by that need for increased security, efficiency, and flexibility in the payment process. And as technology continues to evolve, businesses can expect further innovations that simplify payment workflows, even more enhanced security measures, and provide actionable insights through the data analytics. Between now and 2024, we expect to see a 23% growth in total market virtual card spend. And that really is a future state we're heading towards.
Yeah, but another area with regards to future state that we're seeing, Dave, is an increased interest in the area around our customers expressing a desire to access and bring virtual card technology into the physical environment through mobile wallet integrations with the likes of Apple and Google Pay, which really have become synonymous in our personal life and something that we use in the business context from a business travel perspective. And we're now seeing, you know, this type of technology being assessed from a more generalized procurement perspective, both from a Coupa perspective and obviously our customers analyzing the usage of this type of technology as well. We know that for certain use cases, as I mentioned, especially in business travel, virtual cards are increasingly being integrated into these mobile wallet applications, allowing users to make contactless payments using their smartphones or other mobile devices while they're on the go. This trend enables, you know, convenient and secure payments, further reducing the reliance on physical cards, and is an area we expect demand to continue to grow in the years ahead, hence why it definitely is an innovation focus for us as an organisation.
As it is for HSBC, we continually look to innovate and to grow our card offerings and our card products following the same lines as yourselves. So I think in summary, this is just a continually evolving sector, and HSBC working with partners like Coupa are helping to drive these trends and innovations. And so thanks, Darren. Great to speak as always. This was our final podcast, this particular one on trends and innovations within the field, episode 3 of 3. If you'd like to find out more, then please go back and listen to our previous podcasts on various subjects, or of course, contact your HSBC relationship manager or your Coupa contact directly. Thanks again, Darren.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us at HSBC Talks Business. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Please do subscribe to the HSBC Talks Business channel to stay up to date with new episodes.